Old Second Bank.
Well, stocks continue to rally again, picking up on yesterday's big surge on the rise of oil. We're talking about it with Mike Willman, President, Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour, Mike. As we take a look at today's rally, is this any more than a dead cat bounce, as a phrase that we used in a previous segment, or is this something that could be the start of something with legs?
I think it could definitely be the start of something with legs. I mean, we have one interesting development today in the energy space. You have BP becoming the first oil company to post a quarterly loss as a result of writing down the value of their oil reserves. The stock actually jumped 4% earlier today because the company beat expectations. And like most companies in the space, they're announcing big cuts in spending projects in 2015. You had some pretty big movers in the Dow today in the energy space, like Chevron and ExxonMobil. They're both up over 2%, creeping towards 3%. And both of those companies have announced spending cuts. They beat earning estimates, and they're showing strength in their oil refining operations. I think with oil prices creeping back over $50 a barrel, in this particular sector, you're certainly seeing some positive price momentum.
A couple of years ago, maybe two or three, when this economy was much weaker than it is now, the thing that was happening on Wall Street was that companies were posting earnings that were decent enough, but those earnings, those profits, came because of cutbacks in operations. They were spending less, but they were not showing organic growth. Is there any difference between that now and what we saw then? I mean, where is the organic growth that is needed to really grow a company?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many times you can cut, in order to make your estimates and stuff. But I think you are seeing some organic growth, and I think the hope is in this economy with oil prices going down, that for middle-income and lower-income people, that's like an increase in their paycheck, so they have more disposable income to spend.
So if you are optimistic about the economy and the market, where would you suggest investors take a look right now?
I think one of the big stories today, and so far this year, is the recovery we're seeing in emerging markets. You've had U.S. stocks soaring over the past few years. Emerging markets actually fell in 2013 and 2014. The month of January was the first month since July of 2014 that emerging markets actually beat the S&P 500. So in January, we saw a huge $18 billion inflow into emerging market stocks and bonds. And I think emerging markets look like one of the few bargains out there because so many other asset classes have appreciated so much since the crisis. We have emerging market economies that are expected to grow over two times faster than developed economies. You have a lot of young workers there to support retirees. Most countries don't have the costly welfare systems that developed economies have. And despite increases in borrowing, these countries carry very low levels of government debt. And one more thing, I think emerging markets as a whole are going to be beneficiaries of lower oil prices.
How do you get investors to look to the potential, to the future, rather than the track record? If you look at last month or the month before, and there had been losses, I don't want to invest in that. But you're talking about the future growth.
It's very difficult, yeah. I mean, when people see what's happened in the U.S. and they see how much U.S. markets have gone up relative to other markets, obviously, a lot of investors chase that performance, but in order to make money, you need to look at the areas of the market that are cheap, and that do have potential for growth, and those are emerging markets right now.
The problem with emerging markets, as I see it, and even many companies in Europe, is getting the kind of research data that we can so easily get when we're trading in domestic securities. What's a way around that? How does somebody get the real kind of fundamentals out of emerging market equities?
I think it's definitely more difficult because when you're researching a company in the U.S. that's large cap, like a Walmart or some big company, it's very easy to get data. But I mean, the data is more widely available now. And I think also in those markets, because you don't have so many analysts covering companies, those markets are more inefficient. So you can find areas to make money.
All right. Good enough. Mike, thanks for being with us today. Mike Willman is President of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Travel Tuesday, we're taking a look at Cuba.